Hello, Salifu.
Hello, good afternoon, Lily.
Yeah, Salifu, are the hawkers still around the interchange?
Yes, so for now, I'm reporting from the railway line area, but I've gone through the market around the common commercial circle where the station, we have new plant stations, and then all other areas. I've been to that place. I've not seen the market women or the traders coming back to where, in fact, it has been decongested last week. The report that I had from the head of the Rapid Response Unit of the AMA at Circle 1, Moses Abo, he told me that every day the guards will go around the market areas where they decongested last week to see whether the traders are back. And then I've also gone into the market, that is the pedestrian shopping mall, to find out from the market what they are doing about the decongestion exercise. What they told me was that they all wanted to stay in the market. But the situation is that people don't come to the market to patronize their goods. And then the nature of the market is so small. Two people cannot walk in the market at a time. It is so small. So if they were not selling in the market, nobody will come to them. They've made several attempts to sell in the market, but they will open their shops from morning to evening that they close. Not even one person will come and then ask them, "Madam, how much do you sell this kind of thing?" I mean, nobody asks them anything. So they also find a good spot to still be in the market. At least they need to eat. So definitely, we have to hang around to see whether people will patronize their goods. That is why they are outside. Other than that, they are all eager or willing to go into the market and sell. But the nature of the market, it cannot accommodate people there. And then the problem is that whenever it rains and then they are not around, before they will come the next day, all their goods will be soaked by the flood. So these are some of their concerns. And then they are also pleading with the AM that they should give them a place for them to do their business. But they want to trade inside the market. But the nature of the market, it cannot accommodate them. And it is too small. People cannot work easily and then try to find out something from them. This has been their main problem. Other than that, they don't have any problem with the AM. So they are appealing to the city authority to see how best they can relocate them to a proper area where they can also sell and get something and then support their family and then their husbands. This is what the woman told me.
Okay, Salifu, any other thing you want to update us on?
Yes, what I observed was that there was this massive demolition at the railway line where we have people, engaging themselves in all social matters. Today I was there, I've seen some of them regrouping, but under a canopy, not on anything, just a canopy. Most of them are regrouping there. But I've not seen anybody, putting up any fresh structure for that, no. And I went around, I've not seen anybody also selling on the pavement asking that they've been decongested last week. No, nothing of that sort. So for now, people are moving about doing their business. Peacefully, people also work on the pavement without any hindrance. So generally, I've not seen any more people coming back on the pavement to sell. This has been my observation so far.
Thank you very much, Salifu. Our reporter, Salifu Dabre, reporting live from the Kwame Nkrumah Interchange in Accra.